Point Village was again on point this year as the community is the national winners of the community lighting competition held to coincide with activities for Nine Mornings. Coordinator of the Point Lighting Up Committee, Florek Daniel, said it is a great achievement.
We're excited. It was expected, but we're excited at the same time because 10 consecutive years and 10 years in a row is tremendous for us. For this year's competition, it was a short notice of preparation. We had 2 weeks to get all these lights done to prepare for the opening and the judges' night. So, it was hectic, back and forth, trying to get it all done, but at the end, we pulled it off.
Mrs. Daniel also spoke about the concept for the lighting.
Okay, there are three designers, and there are other younger people in the community who are trying together to put the time to save the lights, to get all of it together. So we can pull it off. The theme was Christmas on point with celebrating in style. As I said before, the 10 years was expected. So this is the main reason for the theme. We're celebrating in style because, it's been year after year after year. So this time, the 10th time, we're going to celebrate style. So that's mainly what the theme was all about.
And Mrs. Daniel said the response to the lighting was overwhelming, and she noted that persons can see the lights up until January 12th.
A lot of people came out. Loads and loads of people came out. It was more than expected this year. We had a grand time at the opening and also the judging night. Yes, you can come and see the lights up until the 12th of January, where we take them down. So the lights are on nicely. The only time the lights will not be on is raining. If it's raining, we do not turn the lights on. When it's on, the lights it just start popping out. So that's the only time the lights will not be on if it's raining.
Coordinator of the Point Lighting Up Committee, Florek Daniel. The Point Village lighting up was held with the theme Christmas on Point, we're celebrating in style. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.